Okay, and next.
So the next one on the agenda is conditional use number 2640 TPED SU 646 LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County, containing 19.74 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of the intersection of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, and Camp Road, which is Sussex County Route 532. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 131, Map 19, Parcel 3.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments, although with the previous items, we will add those additional comments to the public record. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. For the record, John Falkowski, civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. While Jamie's bringing up the presentation, this is a single project, not a co-located project. This is TPEDE SU 646 LLC, conditional use 2640. Thank you, Jamie. This property is located in Bridgeville on Sussex Highway. It is actually a split zone parcel of AR1 and C1 general commercial. This red line designating the zoning split on the property. Existing use, obviously agricultural and residential. The conditional use area in this case is the entire parcel area, which is 19.74 acres. And then the fenced area, the area in green here, would be 13.15 acres. The project would take access off the highway directly into the kind of centrally located between the two residential uses to the north and south, as central as possible, again, to keep any noise mitigation away. Similar to each of the projects you've heard already, again, the 30-foot landscape buffer fully surrounded by perimeter fencing. Again, similar landscape buffer and screening. I'd ask that it be pulled from the prior application, carried forward to this application. This one also had a community outreach meeting. It was at the same meeting on the 19th at the Georgetown Library. And this is a 4-megawatt AC tracker single system, I forgot to mention. The decibel reading at the property line here at 229 feet, again, which is over the 200-foot buffer, is roughly 46, or as a quiet office. And these two slides, I would ask again that they be carried forward, the only difference being the community outreach meeting date and time, which I stated.
Okay.
That is it on this one. Pretty straightforward.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Passwaters?
No questions at this time.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
No questions for me at this time.
Mr. Robertson?
This is the only question, and it's more curiosity than anything, is why you would have extended the solar into the C1 area. Just, I realize that there's not necessarily a lot of commercial right around there on the highway, but just to keep that available for future development of C1, which is pretty intensive potentially.
I'm really glad you asked that. We don't have very much commercial zone.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether it's really viable as C1 right there, but just curious as much as anything.
I'll bring Miss
Kara. You have to come up to the podium.
Sure. Yep, maybe Kara. I'll let her introduce herself. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kara Price, Director of Development with Turning Point Energy. I live in South Carolina. This parcel in and of itself, when we first started working with it, we did, obviously had the split zoning issue, but from we had size limitations to make the project, you know, viable. And in addition, there is not any other commercial right there at this time. It could be, you know, proposed maybe for future land use consideration, but everything along there right now is residential. The owner of the parcel is also here present, and he could probably answer some more historical questions about the property. But we felt like we were set back well from a visual perspective along that roadway, but have not planned to, you know, relinquish that for any other development at this time.
And it looks like on the zoning map that for whatever reason, it's not like it was a strip all the way up and down the highway that was commercial, you know, 200 or 300 feet off the highway. It's just, I mean, there's some to the south, but this one's sort of a standalone commercial. Just
island.
Yeah.
Do you mind if Mr. Patel, do you happen to know? Can you answer that question? Yes. This is Mr. Shaitan Patel. He's the landowner of the property.
When I first bought this property about 4 years ago, I was told that this C1 zoning was a very rare zoning at the time, that there wasn't much of that left around. So that's really all I can tell you in terms of the C1 zoning, that the property was very, it was kind of like a split grandfather system, so I didn't know what to do with the property at the time. Not moving forward, it's a little uncertain about what I can do in terms of the commercial aspects of it. So being what it is, this presented to me the best opportunity to move this, do something with this property that otherwise I don't really see much else happening.
No, fair enough, I appreciate that.
Mr. Whitehouse?
I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman, but even if approved and implemented, but solar is a temporary use of land. It can be reversed, and they have a temporary life expectancy. So it wouldn't extinguish the underlying C1 zoning. So theoretically, one day it could be used for commercial purposes. It's just at the end of the lifespan of the project. So.
And it also concerns about, you know, the utilities required to develop a true commercial commercial project on there was somewhat limited at the current time.
That makes sense as well.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. No other questions?
Nope, thanks.
All right. All right, well, let's see if anybody has any interest in your application. Anybody who would like to speak in favor of this application? All right, is there anybody who'd like to speak in opposition?
Can you still come forward and give
come,
your name?
Yeah, you can come ask questions. Thank you. Please direct the questions to the commission and we'll seek answers from the applicant.
Right, it's not necessarily opposition. Jeffrey Louie, 20244 Sussex Highway. I'm to the property to the south of this one, connected. I was never notified of the community meetings talking about, so that's why I have questions. Specifically, how far is away from my exact house that I actually live in? So obviously I'm gonna hear things or see things, whatever. I have no knowledge of this until I got the little letter about this meeting. So he didn't really say how far it would be from my actual home or anything like that.
Could you give your specific address?
20244 Sussex Highway. I'm the house right on the map there.
Okay. So you're visible.
Yeah, right.
You're right there.
South.
Okay, I believe they probably have the measurements for that. We'll ask them to come back up and answer those questions. Any other questions?
I do have a question. They keep bringing up about the benefit of people with the discounts on it. Being right next to it, is there something as far as the next the property owner would benefit me with my electric bill some way? Is that what you're trying
so
to?
I think this might be the part where we run into controversy. Who's serving your electricity?
Delmarva Power.
So you are getting Delmarva. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're Delmarva Power, that's accessible to
that's
you.
Why.
If you were the co-op, you don't have access
right.
to
it. I wish I was the co-op. Actually, it's much cheaper. I had a property with co-op. It's much better.
Well, it sounds
this
like
might
it,
help, but I don't think
help.
It's going to offset it that
so
much.
Literally, right beside me, I didn't know if it was some kind of benefit to me because they kept talking about
but yes.
going on, and I really didn't have any knowledge, so I'm ignorant to that. That's why I wanted to ask.
You're also eligible for that program, period, if you're with Delmarva Power.
What I would recommend you do is at the conclusion of this meeting, chat with some of these folks that are here, and they can put you in touch with at least getting started on that program.
I wish they'd actually reached out to me, so I would have hit
many
questions before this and had a conversation, but I had no knowledge.
I don't know if you've heard some of this, but there are minimums of distance from
yes.
dwellings.
Yes, sir.
So, you know,
I've been listening, but I was just
okay.
trying to find some more exact information.
Yeah.
Obviously, since I will be living right there.
Right.
So it was other people have. So
okay.
I'm not sure what is happening. So I said, I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I would at least like to have some knowledge of what's going on.
What's the normal process with sending out those cards to
well, the residents? Well, he got our card. He didn't get the card for the community meeting that they sent out or however they contacted.
I mean, so I'm actually the exact, I mean, there's no one in between me, so I would think I would be the main person to be notified because I literally am attached to that property. My family actually used to own the property. Over to the gentleman.
So. Tell me if I'm wrong, but the meetings that they're proposing is a courtesy. It's not, yeah, it's no, not that's a right. mandate.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So.
We'll find out the distance.
We'll find out. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So would while you, we're on that, if you could come up and tell us, you know, maybe not to the foot, but pretty close, the distance between.
Sure.
I'm sure you've shot that line anyway. You probably had to.
Yeah, we've, I don't have the exact distance, so I can follow up with the exact distance. It's clearly within 200 feet that we would have sent out a mailer. I'm not sure what happened there. He did not receive one. I would say it's within 200 feet from the array itself to the house.
So his house is within 200 feet?
If he is, I believe he's this house.
Right. Outside of 200 feet.
That's our minimum.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, it's at least 200.
Okay, at least 200.
He could work with the gentleman to answer his questions after.
Well, but the reason I asked that is because, yeah, we have to be outside the 200 feet.
Yes.
Yep, so
within the 200
feet. He's outside of the 200 feet, and would certainly be happy to discuss after the meeting. Be sure we reach out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in opposition? Okay. With no other comments, then, all right, Mr. Passwater.
We got to close the public hearing. So.
Oh. Yep, so we need to close the public hearing.
Yeah.
The public hearing is closed. And Mr. Passwaters, what's
Chair,
your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that we defer CU, or conditional use 2640 TPEDE SU646 LLC.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 2640 TPEDE SU646 LLC. All in favor, say aye.
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 And the chair votes in favor. The motion passes. Okay.
All right. The next item is conditional use number 2642 TPEDE SU94B LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for solar arrays to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 39.76 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of North Old State Road, and which is Sussex County Route 213, approximately 600 feet north of Haflinger Road, which is Sussex County Route 625. The 911 address is 9052 Laughlin Drive, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 12, Parcel 39.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the deed for the property, and I would note we have received zero comments, although we will include those additional comment letters received in the record for this item. Thank you.
You're up again.
You're back.
Hey, good evening. For the record, John Falkowski, civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware. So this project is TPEDE SU94B, and as you heard from one of the gentlemen that spoke earlier, this is one of the other projects that is proposed in Lincoln, Delaware. That project was presented earlier this evening, the SU94A and SU94B project, which is southwest of this parcel. Some of you may recognize this parcel. It has been before you as conditional use 2347, and its name was TPEDE SU94 LLC, this being B. This project is one of the ones that is constructed. It is in a lease area by itself and is operated independently from this conditional use, 2642. So at the time, that parcel here, the northern half of the parcel was developed into the solar array. It got full approvals through site plan 2112. Again, it was fully constructed. Is that one online, Jordan? That one is online. That is the one that is online. So it was one of the first to come through. So this project would basically infill the rest of the parcel, the parcel being 39.33 acres, the conditional use being the area in pink there. And maybe that's a question for Vince too. So this, you know, the original conditional use 2347, it did, while the conditional use was only in this section of the property, the conditional use at the time was the entire parcel. So this is a new conditional use number, but it directly relates to the additional development, which will be a different operator. They'll basically be treated as two separate entities.
Right, right. Then, I think it's still a separate conditional
use. So that's what we submitted a different application. It's going to be a different user. It's going to be different conditions.
If it was the same user, I would say, and the same applicant, it would almost be an amendment to the original conditional use. But since it's different in applicants and operators, it needs to be separate.
Okay. And that's how it was handled. Just wanted to bring that up, make sure there wasn't a point there. We would like to keep them separate, and obviously this will have some updated conditions that are the current conditions, whereas that was constructed, approved prior to and constructed without some of those items. This project would intend to fully comply with the current conditions. So you can see here, we have added a landscape buffer. If you'll notice on this one, this one did not require a landscape buffer at the time. It was, you know, fully surrounded by additional farmland, and back then the notion was it did not make sense to screen from additional farmland. So you'll notice it doesn't have a buffer around that. What we would like to do is now install that landscape buffer around the two sides here, or three sides really, the top leading into that lease area and fully encompass those three sides. Again, it would have a different, is there a question?
Just so we're clear on that with the buffer. So it would be the?
Starting here, wrapping, so that north side, this west side,
okay,
and south side.
Right.
And then there's an existing hedgerow style buffer that is on our property to the east.
And when you say the north side, it's just that top,
just this piece here, so
not the buffer from the other solar array.
Yeah, an S-shaped buffer here.
Yeah.
Even though it's a different conditional use, could we extend that buffer since it's going to be on two sides? But anyway,
I don't know that we can extend it up around the existing solar array because that's actually not. I don't think I'll look at it part of this application because this is, in other words. If I understand it right, the original one that's built was this entire parcel. This particular application, the land in question, is just this new area, right? We didn't go back and capture the whole parcel all over again. So,
but is this one parcel of property, same owner, same?
Yeah, but that doesn't. That ownership versus conditional use is two different things.
No, I get that, but I wasn't sure.
Operator's gonna
it is that. one property owner, but the leases are owned by two different entities. There'll be two different LLCs, the 94B and the 94 LLC.
And we can't go outside the boundaries of one and on any kind of zoning application.
Right. So the owner of this LLC would control all those areas of the lease area within.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear that it wasn't like two, because if you've got offset times, I don't know what the lease schedules are, but if you had one that's 5 years older and say it comes up in 5 years and you know what I mean, that kind of thing, but never mind. It's all the same.
I mean, you could, if you wanted to, you could make a buffer on this one that goes around all four sides.
Well, I wasn't sure if that were two separate parcels or one to be, you know, sold off to be something else at some point, and then it's like, well, now that's open, but it technically should have had a four-sided buffer. That's the only reason.
Yeah. No, right. I mean,
right.
So
we had looked at, you know, all four sides for this specific piece alone would say maybe a buffer would be appropriate there. We felt with the adjacent use and there being another fence line there that a buffer within two fence lines doesn't have great access for maintenance and things like that. And so we did omit the buffer between the two uses, both being solar. This is a separate access as well, so the existing access not shown on this aerial to access the original project is 150 foot north of the access we're proposing that meets DLDOT's entrance spacing guidelines. But it would access down here and then come in similarly to the inverters located there with turnarounds for fire personnel, et cetera.
Again. On the inverters, I guess, because, you know, one of the requirements is that it be more centrally located. Is that a house up in the top left corner?
This here?
Yeah.
Yes.
And just why isn't the inverter then put way further down, like where that star is, it says site?
We can ask the designers of the facilities, maybe, if Jordan has.
You have to come up.
No, I think that's an excellent point.
Your name for the record, sir.
I'm sorry, Jordan Belknap from Turning Point Energy. I think most of your projects are conditioned that the inverter is centrally located, right? So we would have no problem with that condition. And I actually agree. I think we could extend the access road further to that to the diagonal, essentially, and put the inverter kind of in between the two solar arrays. That's fine.
The prior one was approved probably before ordinance number 2920 was adopted, and it talks about transformers and similar equipments, which we've interpreted to mean inverters, be centrally located on the site.
In the first one, the equipment is actually, I think it's down in the, it's down in there. So I think if you just go to the opposite side of the line where you had it before, we can put it in there. Spot.
Would it be sensible to use that? I realize it's two different companies, but I noticed that another access, you know, can you come in and just make that turn, or is it just you need your whole other entrance?
It would be sensible, and I think we would pursue combining the access roads, but I want to make sure that I permit the project as a separate, independent, standalone project because they will. They have two different finance structures and stuff. So I want to make sure we can build B without the help of A, but actually think that's a wise decision and we will pursue trying to combine the access roads.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Let's see, do we have any questions from the commission? So, Mr. Passwaters, you're up.
None at this time.
Mr. Pettyjohn.
I don't think I have any more at this time.
And I do not have questions either, so it's time for public input on this one. Who would like to speak in favor, if anyone? Please give us your name.
Hey, it's Randy Ennis. 37487 Liverpool Lane, Rehoboth Beach. And so we are operational. I just want to kind of thank these guys for getting us to the finish line. It's been a pleasure to work with them. Started several years ago, and communication was great. They did their work, cleaned up everything, and been doing the mowing and maintenance. So it's been a successful operation for that first phase there. So great job on that. Basically, it's been stated, repeatedly today. I mean, this solar is great for the community, saving energy costs. I read recently that State of Delaware Senate did approve a bill. I don't think it's probably going to go through the House, but they're going to now combine the utility solar piece and the DP&L in one bill. I don't know if you guys have heard that. So the idea there is to make it even more convenient, a single bill with both the utility cost from DP&L and the usage now. So, I think that's gonna make it easier for folks to take advantage of these savings out there. And I saw the first part of the meeting, a bunch of developments. Our goal was to keep this in the family. This was my grandfather's land as a farmer. He's passed away, it went to my mom. Now it's in a trust. It'll benefit my grandkids and future generations. And so we keep it as farmland and develop, which is obviously less impact on roads and so forth. So, again, thank you all for your time and appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak in favor of the application? Anybody who'd like to speak in opposition?
in a million years that I'd be speaking out against solar farms. Once again, Jay Carpenter from Lincoln. I have an absolute love for solar. Again, I have solar panels in my house. I build grid tie systems off the grid systems. I could tell you anything about solar. I hate doing this. This is one of the four that's going to be surrounding my house. Soon, we're going to see nothing but solar panels. There's a point where it just doesn't become sensible. Again, it's just the location that I'm talking about, not the concept of having it. The other point I wanted to make, and again, I didn't know this meeting was happening until an hour before it started. My neighbors told me they were going, so I'd be a little bit more prepared. But when it comes to savings, we don't know how to get those savings. Three individuals did come to our house, claimed they came from some company, and they were from Florida. When I asked where their headquarters were, they said they were in Ohio. So I said, well, do you have a website? They couldn't give me any information on paper. I called Delmarva. I asked, how do I get this? They said, I have to talk to the reps. Turns out those three people were frauds. They wanted a copy of our driver's license and a copy of our electric bill. They said to see if we, you know, qualified, which they saw that we qualified, and they saw how much that I made. But I didn't do it. Something didn't feel right, because if you can't give me anything in writing, and Delmarva can't tell me that you're a valid person, well, I'm not going to give you my ID. So if there is savings to be had, I know that these farms are going to come in, all four or five of them. The next one that you don't see, you probably is being delayed because of the other side of Half Linger, where my house is in my backyard. If, I guess this is more of a question, is there a way where the representatives from the company themselves can come to the house? Or can Delmarva directly say, yes, you can sign up for that? Instead of these three guys, who thank God I didn't give them my personal information, knock on your door and steal your identity. So can we make it easier to get that savings?
Well, I would say the easiest thing is you've got the whole team, a captive audience right here.
And I'm trying not to look at you guys, because I know I'm supposed to be addressing you guys.
No, but after the
meeting.
I appreciate what you guys do. I love the renewable stuff. I really do.
Sir, after the meeting, you want to connect with them. I do know that there are some scammers going around.
There's a lot.
Yes.
But we would like to at least, if they're going to come, they talk about all these millions of dollars of savings. If we're going to be engulfed in four or five solar farms, can we at least have an easy way to get those savings?
I bet you that they are happy to talk to you about that after this meeting.
They should talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Because four people that I know just got scammed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else who'd like to speak in opposition?
My name is John Driscoll. I own the property 600 feet from that southern edge of the Randy's field. And I'm not really against it. I'm just kind of curious, because that's a straightaway. I mean, you could put an unmarked car in my driveway 24/7. I'm curious about what the setback is from the road to the front fence on North Old State Road.
We will see if we can get an answer to that question from the developer.
It just seems a little tight.
You're saying to the fence, not to the solar array, but to the fence itself.
To the fence line.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it just seems a little tight. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else speaking in opposition? Going once, going twice. I believe you're owed a rebuttal period to maybe answer that question/critique. Mr. Polkowski?
Hi, John Polkowski again. Am I able to control this, Jamie? So I can get you the exact distance to the fence line, but the setback from the road is 100 feet to the array. So there's 100 feet from that array line to the road. That's a 30-foot buffer there. And then there's an additional 20 feet. So let's say 50 feet to the fence line, another 50 feet to the array.
50 feet from the edge of the road, is what you're saying? Yes. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else in the commission or, okay. Then we are gonna close the public hearing and Mr. Passwaters.
Mr. Chair, I move that we defer conditional use 2642 TPE DESU 94B LLC.
Second.
Okay, well, we have a motion to defer action on CU 2642 TPE DESU 94B LLC. All those in favor of deferring action?
Aye.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. It is deferred.